Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, joined today by Doyle Jeter. He's the founder of the Northeast Louisiana Music Trail. Doyle, welcome.
Hello.
Good to have you with us today.
Great to be back.
And you've got a big event coming up. First, before I get there, you're going to unveil a marker in Lincoln Parish in downtown Ruston. But what marker number is this on the big music trail?
Believe it or not, this is number 25. And you guys have been with us as supporters since day one, before day one.
Well, we appreciate being able to be involved because this is what it's our community. This is our history. This is cool.
It is. And thank God for public radio.
Yes. Tell me a little bit about Lincoln Parish and the Ruston area. You're going to put this marker, unveil it tomorrow in downtown. Where's it going to be?
It's right at the corner of Park Street and Vienna Street. That's how they say it, Vienna, which is commonly known as Railroad Park. It's right on the corner of Railroad Park, and it's actually facing, if you will, a couple of the venues, music venues, that we are honoring with this marker, the Dixie Theater and the Sundown Tavern.
Lots of music played in both of those places over the years, lots of great musical acts coming through downtown. Tell me about some of the folks over the years. I know when I used to go over to the Sundown and listen to music every now and then when somebody would pass through, but who are some of the marquee artists that played right
the
there.
The people we remember.
Yeah.
Which is that's a hard thing to do, actually. We won't go into that. But the Sundown Tavern actually was a place I could go and get away from our business, the pub, and relax and enjoy. And the owner was quite a character, Bruce Van Zant, who passed recently. This unveiling has turned into a memorial for him as well, to a certain degree, by a lot of his friends. But everybody out of Texas, the old Austin, Texas scene, a lot of blues players. I mean, I think John Lee Hooker played there. The big nights out when I would go every time would be someone like Delbert McClinton, Marsha Ball, Omar and the Howlers, you know, any number of people, Miss Molly and the Whips. They had just tons of great music, and it's still open. It opened back. It was closed for a while, and the new owner, Heath Hightower, is a great guy and keeping it going. We couldn't think of anywhere else that would be more appropriate to have the unveiling and the event other than the Sundown Tavern.
The Dixie Theater, now the Dixie Center for the Arts, but the old theater has been there a long time, too. Tell me about some of the history of the theater.
Well, quite honestly, I mean, I've been there for shows, and it's a great old theater. You know, it makes me wish the Paramount was still around or places like that. But the Dixie is still featuring some incredible acts. I think Tommy Emmanuel is there coming up. But it had a Louisiana Hayride show that was there, hosted by Joe Woods and the Wildwood Express. But I think Leon Russell played there before he passed away. It's just a wonderful experience, and it's all the Arts Council folks in the area support it.
Before we run out of time here, we still got plenty of time, but before we run out, because we'll get to talking and we'll burn through
it all, I know.
Tell me about what's going to be happening there, 5:30 there in downtown. What kind of event's going to be planned tomorrow?
Well, we're asking everybody to show up about 5:30 at the Sundown Tavern. There'll be a meet and greet. A lot of Bruce Van Zant's friends and be there. About 6 o'clock, we'll have the usual. We'll have some speeches and thank yous, recognition. Friends of ours who have been just instrumental in making this happen, like Rick Godley with the Lincoln Parish Museum, who was at the very beginning of this project, and Amanda Quimby with the Lincoln Parish Tourism and Experience, Rustin, they'll be speaking. I'll do my usual spiel, thanking everybody and going down the list of all the markers. And at about 6:30, we'll actually unveil the marker itself, which is right across the street from the Sundown.
All right, let's do this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read me the marker? What's it say?
Well, I'll read you most of it. We have a big surprise on one of those. And by the way, Monty Russell and D.K. Harrell, who's one of the up-and-coming big-time blues players, they are going to be hosting a music event after the unveiling at the Sundown with a lot of special guests. So the marker itself, side A, we celebrate the Sundown Tavern, Dixie Theater, Lurleen's Spot, Railroad Park, Rabs, Grambling University Stadium and Auditorium, Trenton Street Cafe, The Doghouse, Chicken Ranch Records, KLPI, KRUS Radio, Eddie Haymaker's Guitar Store, Louisiana Tech Auditorium, on and on, including Rustin, Louisiana's Peach Fest, Vienna Town Hall, and the Dubok Chicken Fest. So those are the venues on that side. On the other side, side B, we honor Lincoln Parish musicians, and that's headlined by Judge McGee, D.K. Harrell, Charlie Lewis, Judge and Jury, Joe Woods Express, Wildwood Express, Monty Russell, Bruce Gay, my best buddy, Howard Shaft, Elephant Six Collective, John Simino, the Lightning Bugs, Daniel Gilbert, and the Specters, which included the local legend Jimmy Steele. Daniel and Jimmy are going to do a couple of Specters tunes.
Cool.
I can say that. Jim and Jane Ball, the residents who had their start there, Hook family, Kix Brooks, who went to school at Tech and is big time involved with that whole area still, Matt Duzot, Rusty Dreads, Lawrence Gibbs, Rustdown Band, Frederick Douglass Kirkpatrick, that's another one we'll talk about down the road, Grambling Tigers Marching Band, and many, many more. And we have a surprise on the marker for all of Bruce Van Zandt's friends.
So that is going to be tomorrow, downtown Rustin, and a full evening and event, music, and a bunch of good friends getting back together.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And as always, thanks, KEDM. We appreciate you guys so much. You've done a lanyap with us on every one of the 25 markers. We've got at least 13 more in the works right now, so we'll be bugging you.
Doyle Jeter with the Northeast Louisiana Music Trail. Again, you can find out about this and other events over at our website, kedm.org. Tomorrow night, 5:30, downtown Rustin, right there at the Sundown Railroad Park area.
That's it. Thank you so much.